Welcome to DanielsWindow.org, where we watch and pray. This is prayer week number 44. We're talking about the third week. We're talking about fasting, because fasting is a great thing to couple with prayer, especially when your prayer life seems to be lingering or non-existent. Fasting really helps that. Matthew 4, 1 through 4, this is another big part of fasting, why we fast. It says, "And Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.' But he answered and said, 'It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.'" And that's the big thing, is how Jesus responded during his 40-day fasting. He says, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." So that's one of the big reasons why we fast, is because we're acknowledging to ourselves, we're acknowledging to God, that we cannot live without Him. That we cannot live based on what we know. We can't live based on the things of this world, the physical things of this world. We are spiritual beings. We are spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. We need more than just the elements of this world. And one thing about here, we need the fellowship of God. We need the fellowship with the Lord. Now, the way we fellowship with one another is usually around dinners, usually around food, you know, asking somebody out to a cafe, asking them to go out and eating. That's how we break bread. We fellowship with one another. But if God is a spirit and doesn't eat bread, how do you fellowship with Him? By fasting. You, instead of eating with somebody else, you fast alone with the Lord, and you minister to Him and let Him minister to you. So we fellowship around food with our family, with our friends, with God. We fast, and that's how we fellowship with Him, talking with Him, praying, you know, to Him and praying with Him. It says, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." So when our hunger and thirst become so great that the things of this world can't satisfy it, that only being in God's fellowship will satisfy it, that's what fasting is. It's fasting is saying is increasing a spiritual hunger and decreasing our hunger and thirst for the things of this world. Because many times we're eating, we're not even really hungry, you know, and doing those things. And if you want to break that, if you want to have a hunger and thirst after the Lord, that's what you do, is you stop eating from the things of this world. You put on hold so many things of this world so that you can fast, so that you can pray, so that you can up your scripture reading, so you can up meditating on the things of the Lord. And all of a sudden, a lot of things that had you bound, a lot of things that were only satisfying for a moment, but cost you a lot, they were just very costly. And you're going to find out those things are broke, and you're going to find out that you get a whole lot more from fasting and praying than you do from, you know, eating that last, you know, slice of cake or so forth. And so Jesus here fasted for, you know, 40 days, and there's all kinds of fasting in Scripture. Most fasting is around a 24-hour period, like a one day. A lot of, you know, in Scripture, they fasted from sunset to sunset. So I usually fast around 5 or 6 p.m. till the next day, 5 or 6 p.m. A lot of people who don't know Scripture or don't really think fasting through, they go to bed and think, "Well, I'm going to fast tomorrow." And they're really, when they wake up, they've already been fasting 8 hours. So they try to fast till the next morning, which ends up being like 32 hours, which is fine. God's not going to hold that against you if you're fasting 32 hours. But fasting is usually a 24-hour period. So go ahead and fast after dinner. Start fasting after dinner, you know, like you would if you're going to a doctor's appointment the next day. But of course, you're adding prayer and scripture reading along with it. So if you start fasting at 5 o'clock and go all the way to the next evening, you know, from lunch or from supper to supper, and you can do it from lunch to lunch as well, or breakfast to breakfast, whatever. But that's a 1 day fast. There's also a 3 day fast. And the 3 day fast you find in the book of Esther. And the 3 day fast is usually a fast of crisis. Remember, mm-hmm. that all the Jews were going to be expunged, mm-hmm. but they had to, and so they fasted for 3 days to find out what they needed to do. Another day, another thing about fasting is a 7 day. Some people fast for 7 days. It's usually not a biblical fast. It's more like a Daniel fast. Well, the 7 days was fasting. I mean, King David did fast. I mean, trying to hear what the word of the Lord was when he lost his first son with Bathsheba. So there is a mourning of a 7 day. And so if you're mourning and you just can't get out of depression, 7 day fast might be the way out. But 7 day fasts are also Daniel. A lot of people do a 7 day fast with Daniel, or 10 day fast Daniel, or 21 day fast with Daniel. And it's not a true biblical fast, I mean a fast that's without food. They usually have a what I call a no meat and no treats. They just kind of do a fruit and vegetable fast for, you know, for 7, 10, or 21 days. And I think it's legitimate. I mean, I have done certain things like that, and I certainly have, you know, reaped great benefits from it. And of course, then there was the 40-day fast. Only three people in Scripture have done a 40-day fast, which was Moses, who did it twice. He was in the presence of God. And then you had Elijah, who had, you know, some angel food cake before he did. Then, of course, you have Jesus, you know, do 40-day fast. And I know some people, I've never done one, a 40-day fast, and I don't plan to do it unless, you know, the Lord really helps me, because you really need to have the grace of God to do it, or you can really mess up your health in that way. So anyway, we fast because we want to fellowship with the Lord.